Want to find a way of releasing the past and influencing the future? Well, how about having your electromagnetic field balanced? The idea is that around our bodies we have both an aura and an electromagnetic field, or EMF. If you could see this field, you'd see it as golden strands floating away from the body, three at the front, three at the back, and three on both the left and right sides of the body. To balance your EMF, the practitioner works on the strands at the back and the front, clearing them out by moving their hand through them while saying a number of intents. Daphne Whitehouse is an advanced EMF practitioner.
What happens is the three at the back hold all our traumas from the past and also from past lives. In the front, the three in the front hold our fears about the future, but also hold our potential for the future. And what we do is we clear out all the rubbish and that we're holding in the back fibres from the past, and then we take out the fears from the future that we have about the future from the front ones. And also in the last phase, when we do the phase four, what we do is we ask people what they want, and they make a list of what they want to create, and we put that into the front fibres to help them create it.
Now, why is it that these things hang around in fibres in front and behind us?
I would think a lot of it is actually to do with the emotional state, because when we hold it, the emotion is actually held in the body. And I would think then that extends out into those back fibres as well. So we're holding it in there.
Now, what are these strands connected to?
Well, it's really connected mainly to sort of like our consciousness.
Okay. So you say you run your hand through them with an intent.
Yeah. We have certain intents that we say, and we pull these fibres, and people can actually feel the fibres in some cases being pulled, and then I disconnect them. And sometimes even people have been asleep and their body jumps as the fibres being pulled, as they can feel it.
What about the dangers associated with fiddling around with those sorts of things?
Well, obviously anyone who is going to do it needs to be doing it with good intent. Like all of these things, if they were in the wrong hands, people could do damage.
And what sort of things might I come along and see you for some EMF balancing? What may be the presenting problem?
Sometimes people want to change their job and they feel stuck and they don't know what way to turn next. People are just generally unhappy in their life and they feel this is something holding them back.
Now, you mentioned that with the EMF balancing, you can actually put things into your future. Mm. Now, that sounds pretty cool. What kind of things can you put into the future, and how easy is it to do that, and how easy is it to get them to manifest themselves ultimately?
Well, when we come to the phase four on the EMF, we get people to write out a list of what they want for the future. And when we come to a specific phase in the treatment where we open them up to their potential, we get that list. And we ask them to try and visualise whatever it is they want, as planting them like little seeds in those fibres out the front to help manifest them. It's surprising, some of them can happen pretty quickly.
What's your experience of using this kind of therapy?
Well, when I did the training, obviously I had it done on me while I was doing the training. The first morning I woke up about 3:30 in the morning and I was absolutely sweating. And I didn't know why. And then suddenly it came back to me, because when I was 12, I had nearly died and I had to learn to walk again and everything like that. And all these thoughts about it came back to me. And I felt afterwards that it was like it was being released through this work that had been done on me. And this is one good thing about EMF that can happen, is that any things that you're holding on to from the past, rather than having to go into them and experience them again, they can be just taken out, and you don't have to go through the trauma of that experience again. It's just been released.
And as a result of that being released, how's that made you feel?
Well, I stood one day, a few days after, because it takes, after you have the final treatment, you have a 5-day period where you can't have any nicotine, drugs, alcohol, tea, coffee or sex. So to let the whole clearing process happen. And I just stood in the supermarket one day and I thought, I just feel as if there's some big weight being taken off my shoulders, off my back. But I didn't know there was any big weight there. It was just a complete feeling of lightness.
That's EMF practitioner Daphne Whitehouse.
Interviews from Passion for the Planet.
Copyright Passion for the Planet.
Listen to more interviews online.
Hear health, environment, lifestyle, personal growth and business experts when it suits you. This service is free. Register now at passionfortheplanet.com.
Find out more at passionfortheplanet.com.